Trooper Abrams, please.
Just a minute. Hello?
Yes, sir. This is the UFO Reporting Center in Seattle.
Yes, sir.
We're very interested to hear about your UFO experience.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know what I can tell you. I haven't told everybody else about 50,000 times. Well, what would you like to know first of all?
Just a description of what happened right from the beginning.
Okay. Well, I just finished arrest on the subject and left the Caribou County Courthouse, which is in Soda Springs, and I pulled out onto the highway, which is US 30, and I went east, and I was still within the city limits, and I observed an object in the sky, which was bright, and what it reminded me of at the time was a landing light for an aircraft.
Yes.
Got thinking that there was an airport right on the edge of town, but it was coming in at the wrong direction. So I proceeded on out of town, and about that time it started to flash and on and off, and then as I got to the edge of town, it dropped. Went not straight down, but it kind of at an angle going into the foothills.
Yes.
And at that time, I thought that I'd had an aircraft that was going down, and I advised my office and Soda Springs that there was possibly an aircraft going down. And just as soon as I finished that transmission, there was a bright flash, like an explosion, which, you know, more or less confirmed that that's what I did have going down. So I proceeded on up with the area, which is called Wood Canyon. I contacted my office in Pocatello and advised them to contact the FAA and see if they had any distress signals, which they reported that there wasn't any. I contacted the sheriff's office to call out the sheriff's posse and the sheriff. They sent out the sheriff. Well, he's a deputy sheriff at the time. They came up with a four-wheel drive, and we proceeded on up through the area. Roads were kind of snow-covered, a little bit slick. And we proceeded up to the top of the Wood Canyon area, where you can get at the top and you can turn around more or less, look over the whole area. And we figured we'd go up there and look for some kind of fire or smoke or something. And we got to the top and didn't observe anything. And he said that he would continue on up the road. And I told him, well, I'd have to turn around because my car couldn't make it in the snow. I turned around and had gone back approximately, I guess it'd be about a half mile, three quarters of a mile back down the road, going down a grade. And this is all a recreational area, and it's dirt type roads, you know, where you only have one lane and it's kind of narrow. And I was going down the grade, and I observed this object behind the trees. The trees are the quakey type trees, kind of thick. Or they stand kind of close together, kind of thick, I guess you'd say. And the object appeared to be behind them on the ground. And it just like it turned on light switch. And it just, you know, evidently we had to go past it the first time. But it wasn't lit up like it was this time.
Yes.
And it's kind of a luminous green color like these luminous keychains, these plastic polypropylene keychain.
Right.
And it sat there for a few minutes, and during this time I'm locking my brakes trying to get stopped. You know, it's slick. And I got to the bottom of the hill, and the object came above the trees. And I called one of the other officers and advised him that this object was at my location. And about this, well, the whole thing took, I imagine it was in its presence for pretty close to a minute.
Uh-huh.
And during this time, the object moved away from me, going up the hillside. It wasn't wobbling, didn't make any noise, didn't hum. No apparent windows or seams for doors or anything. The object rose to the top of the hill, and then it sat there for a second. I called the officer. There was another officer that came up to assist. He'd gone up Trail Canyon, just on the other side of the hill. And I told him, I said, it's on your side, or coming your way, and you can't miss it, as big as a boxcar. exaggeration, maybe. It wasn't quite as big as a boxcar, but it was three or four times the size of my patrol car.
Yes.
And the object moved down the side of the hill. It didn't lean or tilt in any way like, say, an aircraft would, you know, to make a turn or a bank. It just, you know, just moved in a steady pattern. It moved down into a saddle and, you know, saddle in between two hills and then went over onto the trail canyon site. And the deputy sheriff came down to my location, and together we both went down to the base of Wood Canyon Road and then went over to Trail Canyon to see if we could see where the object had gone. And we didn't see anything. Another state police officer was coming up to assist me, and he was 8 or 9 miles away, and he observed an object headed north, which has been in the general direction of the object we saw.
Yes.
The object was, well, kind of appeared to be like a football with the ends weren't so pointed like a football. They were kind of more or less rounded.
Yes.
It didn't interfere with my radio communications or anything. I don't know what it was. I know I've never seen seen something like that before.
Okay. What time did you see that start?
Well, I'm trying to recall. It had to be around midnight, maybe a little bit later.
Okay.
I'd have to look at my notes. Remember, it's been a while back.
Okay. Now, the color.
Mm-hmm.
Did it have a predominant color over the whole object?
Well, what it reminded me of, it kind of had a... it didn't put out light, but it was lighted. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It kind of had a halo, or not a halo, I'd say, just kind of like you take a diamond ring or something and kind of hold it in the sunlight, how it sparkles.
Right.
It'll shut out those little white spears of light, I guess
right.
You'd say.
Was that over the entire surface?
Right. It was all the way around it.
Okay. Did you or anyone else investigate the site where this thing appeared
yeah.
to be on the ground?
The same night, we couldn't get in that close because it's pretty rough going, crawling in the trees and what have you. We didn't see anything where something had sit down.
Right.
And the following day we went up there and no evidence of anything had sit down. Evidently, it just sitting there above the ground.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't have any equipment where we could measure any radiation or anything to tell if there had been something in the area that touched down.
Okay. Did you have any unusual physical sensations while this was taking place?
No, none whatsoever, other than being scared to death.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen one of these before?
Well, I was in the service. I saw objects that, well, didn't look like this, but objects moving in the sky, you know, when I was in the Navy.
Yes.
On ship, we'd see objects. We had one object followed our ship for considerable distance when we were down around Panama.
Uh-huh.
And we never did find out what that was.
Well, then you felt that you were aware of the reality of these then before you saw this.
Oh, yeah. I definitely believe there's something out there, but I don't know exactly what.
Okay, now, when you saw that flash, which you interpreted as being an aircraft in trouble,
uh-huh.
did you hear any aerial concussions at the time?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay. Was that flash bright enough to actually light up the sky?
No. Uh-uh. Just like a star, you know, I guess you could say it's like a star, you know, all of a sudden the star gets brighter.
Right.
You know, maybe some cloud in front of it or something. And that was the appearance, but it was quite bright.
Okay, then do you feel that you were actually seeing this or observing this object coming in, the same one that you saw apparently on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How was the weather conditions or the sky conditions that night?
Had clear skies, maybe a few patchy clouds, very cold. I imagine it was below zero.
Okay. Have you had any other strange experiences since this happened to you?
Well, no, I haven't had any at all. But we had a lot of sightings after I saw it.
Did the publicity seem to generate
well,
more?
No. This was including myself one night.
Uh-huh.
Myself and two other officers, and this was in the general vicinity of the one that we'd seen before.
Uh-huh.
But we never did get close to that.
Did it appear?
We went back up in the area. We saw the light, and it was moving back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And went back up in there, and it seemed like it just turned itself off, you know, like a light, you know, just flipped off. And we turned around and came back out of the area and got back into Soda Springs, looked back up there, and it was back again flashing on and off.
I see.
And, well, there's been, oh, I imagine four or five other reports of people calling into the sheriff's office that there was objects in the sky.
Uh-huh. Okay, have you had quite a few calls from other organizations on this?
Oh, this place, other news media. It was kind of quiet for a while, and then all of a sudden, some newspaper picked up on the story in Pocatello.
Uh-huh.
And they started the ball rolling, and I tell you, everybody in the world had to call me and talk to me.
Oh, I see.
Salt Lake City, San Francisco, local newspapers, radio,
right.
The Capitol called down wanting information. It about drove me crazy. UFO Central in Chicago, Illinois,
uh-huh.
contacted me. They contacted me about four or five times, for that matter.
Well, they put you right on the map, then.
Yeah.
Well, sir, we sure appreciate your talking to us, and I hope you keep our card handy and eventually see anything.
I've got it. Uh-huh.
Good.
I just hope I never see another one of them. You know, I don't know. You know, a lot of things run through my head when I got out. I was out of the car looking at it, and I thought to myself, you know, I could shoot it. I had all kinds of weapons with me. I had guns and shotguns,
right.
And had a camera hanging on the doorknob, and I never once touched anything. I had a feeling that, you know, I wasn't terrified or felt like I should run, that I was being in danger.